to the Goons Podcast, the only podcast with a vegan, a virgin, a redneck, and a Canadian, and sometimes a black guy. We're pretty diverse. True.
Yeah, that's that probably checks out, actually.
We're so progressive.
We're all over the place, yeah. We just need, like an Asian, and then I guess a Mexican. Oh, that'd be cool, too.
I guess.
I ain't got nothing to say about that.
All right, yeah, welcome back to the Goons Podcast.
What are we covering today? That's the intro you went with, huh? All right.
We sat here and played banjo for 5 to 10 minutes.
I had a banjo. Wait a minute.
Oh, can the chat hear it? Let chat hear your banjo.
There's no chat.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. Did everyone have a good Christmas?
I just want to point out that we had to sit here and listen to that for like 10 minutes before.
Yeah, it's been 7 minutes that my recording's been going, that he's been playing banjo, and then probably another 5 to 7 minutes before that.
I enjoyed it. That was good quality bluegrass.
It was a free soup concert. I was chilling.
I have free stomach bluegrass aches because of you.
You have stomach aches because all you eat is smoked watermelon.
I've never eaten smoked watermelon.
Yet.
Yeah, he'll get there. You're white and you're vegan. You're going
to
eat
smoked
watermelon.
I have a mild
watermelon.
Allergy to watermelon. It kind of fucks with me a little bit.
Oh, that's also
watermelon allergy?
Watermelon allergy.
How do you have a... it's just water. How do you have a... Yeah, no, I wasn't
burp number one for the day.
That's fine. Just go ahead and do that. Get all that air out. You wouldn't want to keep that in.
Yeah. I had to depressurize
I really hate you.
Did everyone have a good Christmas, dude? Or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever. No? Why?
No.
What'd you do? Oh, that's really cool.
Oh, really? Can you elaborate?
What did I do 2 days ago?
Just started drooling while he was thinking.
Usually my family does something every year, but they canceled because of COVID, so.
Oh, good. That's smart.
Yeah. Actually, well, my dad came over and cooked, for us. And he made me a vegan meatloaf, which is pretty good. And then I shit a bunch after that.
I think you
left that out. Vegan meatloaf? Wouldn't it just be loaf? Why meat?
It's made out of impossible meat, or whatever it's called.
So
loaf
just
dog.
It's so just
dog
loaf.
With the loaf on his head.
So it's just loaf.
My dad and my cousin both ate it, and they're both super like anti-vegan, and they said that it tasted like meat. They were actually surprised. So,
well, I mean, by the time you put enough barbecue sauce and like spices and shit on it, it doesn't matter what the fuck's under it. It could have been.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Shit. What if it's a fucking turd?
It could have been.
Well, it's not.
It probably is.
Leaf loaf.
You should start a brand called Leaf Loaf.
No,
I'd
buy it. Sell. What is it?
Just meatloaf, but made out of leaf.
Just like a regular leaf, like leaf not even loaf. Like lettuce, just like a leaf mm-hmm. you found on the ground inside mm-hmm. of a local
leaf
park.
Leaf sticks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what'd you do for Christmas soup?
I opened present from Santa.
What'd Santa get you?
I got socks.
So did I. I got a shit ton of socks.
I got socks and
I also
shorts.
Got socks. I got socks and sweatpants. I also got a hundred year old pocket watch that matches my tattoo, which is actually pretty cool and thoughtful of my parents.
That's cool,
epic.
Yeah,
I got a really cool solar powered red dot sight for my gun.
Oh,
of course.
So it is green. And
you're just
you.
A living stereotype. I swear
America
to God,
Christmas scares me. I don't like it. You got a cool pocket watch. You got a gun sight.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? You could kill someone with your pocket watch.
It is pretty heavy. If I swung it enough times, surely it'd be concussed at least.
Well, you could shove it down somebody's throat and choke them with it.
Yeah, but I kind of like it, so I'd prefer to not do that.
It doesn't have to be used in a blunt way.
It would just take you a little bit of time. You could get it back.
I want you to leave.
I was so
nobody
close.
Do anything interesting. You guys
I was
are all
so
like,
close to hitting the disconnect button after you made that pun.
Did nobody have anything interesting happen?
No, it's fucking COVID. Not, there shouldn't be anything interesting.
Yeah. Not at all, dude. I mean, my close family. That's it.
You didn't have like a fucking naked man on a sled flying down your road or something?
I'm sorry that we're all not in a redneck state where people care about wearing masks. And
as the person from the meth head state, no, I did not see that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was actually surprised.
Yeah. I don't live in like a methed out area.
You guys are fucking boring, and you live a very white, boring life. Meanwhile, I'm in the hood.
You are not
COVID
in the
like
you are not in the hood. I have
I'm
seen
in the
your
hood
house.
Like a chameleon, changing my skin color, moving in with the homies, barbecuing real meat. Did you guys not? You guys are fucking being so quiet. Wake the fuck
we're
up!
Waiting for you to finish your fucking we're dumb sentence.
Someone talk to me, goddammit! Did I get a funny gift or anything?
No. What do you mean?
Not really.
I'm in an Arab family.
I got you a guitar stand. Card. I mean, Bart, you didn't get, like, a bomb or anything?
Yeah, no, my dad gave me a fucking bomb. A live grenade for Christmas.
A better detonator.
I got a pair of slippers. Pretty comfortable. They're Uggs. Nice.
Got some Uggs. LED strips for my room. Yeah, Bodhi.
Are you a 14-year-old girl? What?
It's Bodhi.
LED strips for your bedroom?
The fact you didn't buy those for yourself. I know you didn't buy those for yourself.
He doesn't buy anything for himself.
It took us putting a gun to his
like
head to buy
some
new chair.
Your wardrobe is just like promotional free shirts.
I haven't bought a new chair yet.
He just has Raid Shadow Legends t-shirts.
Royalty free t-shirts.
Just says NCS on there, no copyright sounds.
I bet you have a Kevin McLeod t-shirt. I would actually buy one of those.
Yeah, I would.
I absolutely
Kevin
would love
that. Big fan, dude.
That is fucking cursed. Well, I'm glad all of us had at least safe-ish Christmases.
Dude, I was flying down the road drinking eggnog, shooting my gun at people. So,
okay,
did you
well,
hit anybody?
That sounds pretty safe in terms of there.
I put a candy cane up my ass.
I don't know if you should share that. Okay.
I have a question that I thought of for you guys.
Okay. Over the break. Wow, this one's been steeping. All right.
Okay.
What's your favorite color?
That's what you sat on for a week.
That's not actually the question.
All right, what's the question? Blue, by the way.
What Green. Would you do if you had to spend
bar. Dun, ba, dun, ba.
All right, what would you do if you had to spend a whole day with an exact replica of yourself?
Fuck myself.
Okay, I kind of figured that would
We're all thinking it, and he just says it.
Come on, you guys wouldn't give yourself a handy? Come on,
I would. Yeah, no, I'd rail me. But
I would probably look at my butthole. Because like, I can't really see it.
What's going on in there?
Take a picture of it. Squatter
just
your camera.
Bend over with a little hand mirror. You haven't... I'm not the only one who's done that, right? Okay. You all looked at your buttholes, right?
No! I absolutely butt naked
and turn on my front camera and set my phone on the floor and just stand over it.
People don't look at their buttholes.
Dude, do you just squat on a mirror while recording?
No,
I just care about looking at your butthole.
Yeah, what are you just seeing if you left anything up there?
I'm gonna
give
myself a colonoscopy.
You've never been curious just what it looks like back there?
No. I bet mine's dirty.
Probably.
I hate that place. Cleveland Brown. My mask dirty.
Chat, you guys looked at your buttholes. Leave a comment.
Chat.
What would you actually do? Like, what would you guys actually do anything interesting besides fuck yourself or look at your asshole?
That's about it.
That checks out. I don't know. I was gonna say like I'd have him go rob a bank, but it would still look like me, so it'd be kind of pointless, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What advantage would that have? Like, if I was still in school, I'd send it to school.
It doesn't necessarily have to have an advantage. I mean, you could have a fun day of playing catch with yourself, Blark.
That's stupid.
Like, you're always trying to get ahead monetarily from everything.
Yeah.
So, like, why don't you put yourself off your high fucking rich pedestal, you fucking Middle Easterner, and come up with a good answer...
Not sure what he's really saying to do.
Yeah. Carry on. I liked it. I like the passion. Keep it going.
Yeah.
God, you guys are fucking boring.
What would you do, Soup? Come on.
What
you
would you do? Since you're so interesting. Fucking
what would you do? Around,
I would fuck with people. I don't know.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
Why would you could just do that yourself though? Well, you don't need another.
Yeah, but
you.
Think about how funny it would be to like walk into a nursing home and there's some like old woman there who has like something fucked up with her mind, and you walk in and you're like, "Hello, I am God." And then, like, a clone version of you walks in, and they're also like, I am also God. Can you imagine how, like,
she would just think you're twins?
Actually, no, one would be, if you dressed one as a devil and was an angel, that would be fun.
Oh, yeah. See, ooh. Now we're talking. That's a good okay. idea.
Or, like, you could just be really fucking weird and just, like, walk yourself around on a leash. And just see how fucking confused people would be just seeing a guy walk himself on a leash from another guy just who's the same guy.
Taking a piss on people's like sidewalks and shit in their lawn. That's yeah, what I would.
I don't know about all that. I was just gonna say like go to a grocery store, but yeah, I reckon you could go shit on somebody's lawn too if you were keen.
I would
on
probably
that.
Learn a synchronized dance.
That'd be wholesome.
You can do that without
just,
a clone.
You just do a TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, but imagine how much cooler it would be with a clone.
I guess everything would be cooler with a clone.
Yeah. I don't feel like there's a right answer to this question.
All right, what would you do, Miguel?
Everything's just kind of like,
you
I don't know.
You could tag team your girlfriend with yourself. That'd be something.
Ooh. That'd be interesting.
What if your other clone fucked better, and then they started fucking them and not you?
Well, then I'd put a gun
there for
side.
A day.
No, it's literally you as a separate entity. There's nothing
so
we
can't
different.
Do anything better or worse.
Right, it's just you, separate.
Oh, as a good prank? You could go to your friend's house, shoot yourself in the face, and then go to your friend's house again. As
tell
a normal
your
human.
Kill himself, yeah.
Or just have one commit mass murder. And then okay. both of you here. Probably go to jail.
Yeah, I was going to yeah. say that. That doesn't really give you an...
One time I'll babe.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's yeah. like robbing the bank one, where it's still you, even though it's not like you. So, you know... Still fucked there. This has not been a good topic for us. We had no good answers.
I'd probably just send my clone to do my math test for me because I don't want to do it.
You are 27.
Well, there will be no different outcome.
You are 27.
Like you would still
fail. Yeah, I get to sit home and play video games.
You would do that anyway. You dropped out of high school. What math test are you taking?
I would want my clone to sleep through a podcast. That's what I would want my clone to do.
Why wouldn't you have the clone do the podcast for you and then you can sleep?
Nope. Nope.
That doesn't make any sense.
You guys can do a duet.
That benefits your clone and not you.
I got another question for us. I got a question.
Okay.
What were all of our fears when we first started making videos? Like, did you guys have any, like, insecurities or, like,
I was
fears of shit?
IRL people would find my
probably
channel.
Spiders.
Okay.
Okay, you just
loneliness.
Have a lot of spiders crawling around you while you're recording, and
yeah.
you just got used to it over time.
Just don't like spiders.
I hate heights
did
too.
Did you make a channel about spiders and heights? That's why were you scared of that when you started a channel?
I was just skydiving in the rainforest.
That's all
right.
That's
just dumb.
That's bad.
You really fucking suck at podcasting.
This is really
no
dumb.
For real though. What?
My fear was that I'd be stuck doing Black Ops 2 for the rest of my life. That was my legitimate fear.
There's a
breaking out of that.
Where that's happened.
Okay. That's all you got to say about that, Soup? All right. That's a fair fear, dude. I was somewhat scared of that with Siege, but then,
yeah.
and then that didn't
being
happen.
Being stuck
so
doing one thing,
that.
Like, is this one niche thing was my biggest fear in the beginning.
Yeah, imagine just having to look at dicks the rest of your life. Like, that's it. That's the only thing that got
me. He still does that.
yeah, but that's not the only thing he has to do to get
right,
views.
Right.
Your other content does fine.
Right, yeah. Pretty happy with where it is now. So
yeah.
Fear conquered, baby.
Yeah, mine was just IRL people finding out about my channel. Like, I didn't tell anyone. I told one of my best friends, and I think I told Smitty pretty early on. And that was it. Like, I didn't tell my girlfriend, I didn't tell my family. I didn't, like, tell anyone until I was at, like, 1,000 subs. I don't know why. I just did not want people knowing about it.
Yeah, I didn't tell people till I was at like 10 or 20,000 either. I waited for a while.
That's fair.
Just a weird thing. But now all my IRL friends know about it. So,
yeah. When fucking, it's when fine. People put up like videos of mine When I'm there, I want to fucking die in a house fire. I hate
that's
shit.
The worst.
That's it's the literally the worst thing ever.
Oh, like when you're hanging out and they're like, oh, let's gather around and watch Blark's new video.
Yeah, like, we are fucking.
And then it turns out to be like a World of Tanks video.
Yeah, it's the worst
sponsored video.
Some dog shit. Yeah, that's.
I've had that happen to me before. When I'm like, don't watch that one. Like, yeah. If you want to watch one, let me at least show you one that's kind of good.
Dude, like, your friends that have watched it, do they have, like, similar humor to you, or were they, like, thrown off by your content?
Some do and some don't. Like, some don't have offensive humor, so some of them watch the videos and they're like, ooh, wow, how did you get away with saying that? You know, some of them don't get it, but, yeah, most of them have like similar sense of humor. I'd say
that's good.
They started like doing the my friending voice, like all my IRL friends. That, yeah, they're like my friend. Oh.
Dude, my girlfriend did that. I was so close to getting arrested for domestic abuse. I was like, no, that's not happening.
You should embrace it,
dude. It's fucking awful.
Do it during sexy time.
Oh, yeah, no. My friend, take it. Oh, my friend, you're going to take my sausage? Yeah, my friend, take my goat meat.
Sausage.
Oh, my
little sausage, mother yucker.
Take my little sausage, my friend, my little Canadian syrup from sausage.
Call her mother yucker.
Yeah, I'm going to call her mother yucker.
I'm going to, what do you want me to yuck?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to yuck over your
head. Mother yucker. Yeah, mother yucker. Yeah, mother yucker.
Oh, I'm about to yuck.
I'm going to yuck.
Sounds like
you're going to
puke.
I'm going to yuck. Just throw up all over her.
I'm going to yum. Oh, imagine if you threw up every time you came. That would be so unfortunate.
I do.
Blow chunks.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably take a bag in my face.
I throw up every time, because then the reality sets in that I'm fucking my sister. So it
it's not clarity.
Queasy.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Then I get horny again, don't give a fuck. One of my first fears when I was doing videos was my accent, because I started doing commentary videos and I made a couple of them on like MW2 or some shit like that, and people were commenting roasting me about my accent and how like young I sounded, and you know, it hurt my feelings at first because I didn't understand why people didn't like my accent. And then I just started going full-blown redneck, and then people started loving it. So it was like...
Best decision you could have ever made.
Yeah, you literally made a series off your accent, fucking redneck trolling.
Yeah, people didn't like it at first. Like, new people finding my channel were just like, shut the fuck up, redneck, bitch.
I mean, when you're a small channel, people just shit on you for everything. Dude, yeah, I got... Right. People literally got mad at me. Like, when I first started YouTube, they would say I'm copying Wildcat because sometimes I sound like him. I literally would say my whole video is copying Wildcat because our accents at some point are slightly similar.
People's favorite thing to do in the comments is say that somebody's copying somebody. People will reach so far to do that.
Oh, it's fucking insane the reach.
There's not much you can do differently when it comes to being a funny moments YouTuber. You kind of like... I mean, you make jokes, you put fucking subtitles on it. There's hundreds of other YouTubers doing that. Like,
that was my thing. I was like, I'll use my accent to be different. You know?
Dude, did you just say Vanoss's crew laughed first? So that nobody else can do that. And if anyone else laughs on YouTube.
That's how far people reach with that shit. Like, anything you do can be copycat.
To be fair, though, there is a lot of people. The amount of, like, I still, when I was, like, a small channel, to find friends, I would go to, like, let's say something I was making videos on, like GTA, and I would just go on newest uploads, and I would just look for smaller YouTubers making, like, funny moment shit. And I still do that.
I did that a couple times.
I would do that, too.
Yeah, I still do that now, just to see, like, if there's any interesting up-and-coming YouTubers that I find. And the amount of times they will have literally identical intro as Fitz. Where it's like the fucking weed music. And then the text will pop up and it's just like, it's literally identical. And I'm just like, okay, like that is stupid. Like, I understand,
yeah,
like
too far.
Taking inspo from Fitz's videos. That's, you know, inspo. That's fine. Yeah, inspiration. What if you never shorten that word? It's a lot.
No.
It's a long word. Really? That seems
that
like
is a lot of syllables. Inspo.
Yeah, that's like white people culture.
Inspiration. That's five syllables.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. So inspo. Glad I could teach you that.
I feel like shortening words is black people culture.
I don't know.
About a black person saying young money. You know it's not going to have all the letters in there. You know what I mean?
Why would they only be saying that and not like talking
that
about
like a black person
investing your 401k? You implying something
like Soup's brand here.
I'm just saying like
Inspo is white people shit. Whenever I think of Inspo, I just think of some mom on her Pinterest board.
I can't think of a black person saying, man, yo, like...
Even The Weeknd didn't spell it all the way, Blarg, is all I'm trying to say. Like, even the fucking Weeknd.
What's that like, have to man, do Lil, with anything?
Lil Yachty is my inspo, man. Like, people aren't saying that.
Yeah, I don't think they say man either in that case, but...
Yeah, they say main. Actually...
Okay.
Maybe Gucci Mane is my inspo.
Maybe black people make words longer, because, like, main... That'd be M-A-N-E. Right?
Maybe they just say words how they want to say.
Topic? It's getting way too close to cancel culture.
No,
shit.
We're bringing black guy
about
on next
what
week.
An entire race does.
I mean, your accent makes it like 10 times worse. Too, so.
Yeah, Soup. You can maybe say something that's not bad. You can say something that's not bad at all, but because of your accent, it's immediately racist.
Uh huh. I love Jesus.
Yeah, you're racist.
Oh, whoa. So you hate Arabs?
Yeah, that's pretty much pretty much what happened. Okay. That is awful.
Okay, right. Next topic.
McNass, you never answered. You just said heights and spiders. Oh, my God.
McNass has done nothing but make noises, answer it wrong, or yawn this whole time.
Wake up.
The biggest fear about starting YouTube, right? So that's the question.
Yeah,
just something you had earlier.
That was the question. You know what? I actually quit.
I'll take your 25%. Yeah, I was gonna say we legally can all three of us vote him off the podcast and take his 25% share of the LLC. So,
all in favor, say aye.
Yeah, aye. Yep.
I feel like answer the fucking question, Nasty.
You have to have been afraid of something.
The biggest fear, part of the...
Say...
I don't know, I'm trying to remember.
Say,
I guess
I swear
my
to
fucking
God.
Mic quality, I don't know, it was terrible.
Oh my God.
That was your fear, mic quality?
I mean, like, every YouTuber has the just, like, generic fears. Like,
what was yours? A lot of people aren't YouTubers and are curious.
I guess I was just going to fail, I guess. I don't know, like never grow or
okay,
not become something.
That's fair.
Yeah.
When you guys started, did you guys have like a set number of subs you thought you could get to, but were like, I'm confident I can get to this and I'm going to do that?
I'd say 25 million.
Okay, well, that's big. You're shooting for the stars. That's something.
How many channels have 25 million, I wonder? Less than 100 for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
More names gonna be made by me.
All right, that's good for you. I'm looking forward to it.
Just
mine
kidding,
was mine was 10k. I was like, I'm making videos until I either hit 10k or my videos are actually getting zero views. And then I was like, once I'm at 10k subs, I'm gonna like reassess and decide if it's still worth doing YouTube. And obviously, here I am. So it was, I don't know. That was just like when I started, like the first video I uploaded. I was like, I'm going to do these until I hit 10K and see what happens there.
10K was a weird number for me because I remember when my channel started growing from that Fitz compilation or Ainsley compilation. I remember after hitting 10K, I was just like, oh my God, this is like getting serious. And that was before I had actually like talked to Fitz. So I was still like really worried if he was ever going to see that video and just like hate me. So just remember like around that time I was hitting 10K, I was just like, oh my God, like, this guy's going to see me growing off of him, and he's just going to be like, wow, fuck this guy. But
That's fair. But, like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Fitz is pretty similar with us in terms of, like, people uploading our content for their own, you know, gain. Like, somebody like Senpoppy Rick, he's always our go-to example. Like, I don't think any of us ever had an issue with him uploading our shit. Because, like, as long as it's fair and he makes them... Like, out of, like, 30 different fucking videos and streams and shit, and, like...
Oh, yeah.
He definitely doesn't just re-upload our... Yeah, he doesn't just re-upload our content exactly as we did. So I think
like one he just did way. Of out of context moments must have taken him a long ass time.
Oh, they all just take him a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, half of it is just watching our shit content for like 8 hours a day. I don't think I could bring myself.
Could you imagine?
Yikes.
I would lose it listening
and
to
seeing
all
the same clips multiple times.
Yep. Yeah, that is not fun. Soup, what is this? What am I looking at?
I was looking for topics.
Talk about this.
Somebody, some guy named Trav1718 said, so I go through the comments to look for shit for us to talk about, and I saw this thread. Topic ideas. What is your favorite car? Favorite truck / SUV and dream cars? Then the next comment from Trav is, vegans will die if they don't have proper nutrients. -- Benjamin Jefferson. Then he commented again, vegans will die if they don't have meat in their diet. __ lowercase Benjamin Jefferson only, capitalized N.
Yeah, why is he pronouncing that N so hard? Jefferson.
That was just an odd
what a combination of
parties. I just wondered how that shit happens. Like, how does somebody like comment three times and not after like the first or second one go, yeah, nobody probably cares about this, I should shut up. They just keep going.
I think he was born in 1718. Boy, like, he commented.
Somebody's grandma on the fucking podcast. Oh yeah, that was a journey. Should we talk about that, McNasty? If you don't have proper nutrients, you're gonna die. How do you feel about that?
I'm already dying.
Thank you. I got some pretty cool news for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, what's happening?
My friend bought 1 square foot of land in Scotland and put it in our names. So now I am legally a lord.
Whoa.
I saw that ad on Instagram, and I was thinking, what idiot would buy this? And you've just answered that.
Yeah, my friend bought it for me, so I can actually go to the DMV and have Lord on my license. Okay, but I told my friend, I was like, dude, if a cop was to pull you over and checked your license and saw that, especially where I live, I'd probably die.
Nobody with Lord in their name has ever driven a Ford Raptor besides you.
I take pride in that. But I just couldn't imagine a cop. They would think it was a fake license. Or if I go to like buy alcohol or nicotine or whatever.
Lord Dallas. Like,
Lord.
It's actually pretty sick, though, to be honest. I just thought it was super fucking stupid. I didn't know you could, like, I thought you just could randomly have 1 square foot of land. Like, you own that. You could just go there and build a small house on that land. I didn't know you actually own it. Yeah, I know, but it's like, I didn't understand the reason why, but I guess if it allows you to put Lord in your name, then it's worth. Can you stop yawning, you dumb box-headed fuck?
Love me.
No,
Nasty's super happy to be here right now.
Yeah. What's going on today? Do you not sleep enough?
Yeah, no, I woke up at like 11 or like 10:30 in the morning, and I just couldn't get back to sleep.
I saw you guys messaging at 7 a.m. today.
It was like 4 a.m. here when I went to bed, yeah.
Dude, that shit.
I didn't sleep for super long.
I went to bed at 9. That's weak shit.
That shit gives me
anxiety.
It's almost
like if you know you have a job coming up, you should get the proper sleep needed to perform the job.
Super nice. Think that I'm a lord. Fuck you.
He is one.
Technically speaking, I'm a lord. So.
Well, put on your fucking Metallica crown then, you bitch.
I'd be kind of sick, actually.
Why don't you go lay in bed, you sedentary piece of shit?
I want to.
Okay. Let's find another topic.
Yes, please.
I said I was going to be nice today. Oh, somebody said spaghetti or meat again.
Why does that keep coming back?
Brian says, topic, pickles or glass?
As if at any point in your life you have to choose one or the other. What will I make these windows out of? Yeah.
What will I put on my burger today? Topic, what's your favorite type of meat?
That's
tough. So what's your go-to kind of meat?
Ribeye steak.
dry chicken.
I would probably have to say chicken. I love steak,
really?
But I eat chicken way more than I do
yeah,
steak.
Yeah, so do I, but I like, if I had the option and wouldn't get colon cancer from doing it, I would eat ribeye steak like 3 times a week. I love that shit so much. But yeah, I definitely eat chicken more. I'd prefer to eat beef, but obviously moderation.
Like nasty.
Is
hello?
Wait, I can't answer that question.
You ate meat no, I mean, for 27 years of your life. You've been vegan for a month. Answer the goddamn question. You went vegan
today.
For pussy.
I'm gonna cry.
Next topic.
You
no.
are the
okay.
McNasty's worst.
A vegan, and he took fucking 10 minutes to tell you that. All right. Worst Christmas gift you've given or received.
A pair of
gloves.
Did you give or receive that?
I received a pair of gloves.
That sounds kind of useless
what,
in California.
Like what kind of gloves?
Seems
like
useless
leather
there.
Gloves. First, I don't know. Just gloves.
Did you know it's an act of war if you slap somebody with a leather glove?
Act of war?
Yeah, apparently it's an act really? Of war. I actually can't confirm this. I was just told that.
So if I go out and slap like 100 people in public with a leather glove, is that terrorism?
No, I think it's just an act of war still.
On 100 different people.
So. Maybe in like the old British days or something? I don't know if now. Like,
Hold on, I'll look into it. You guys keep chatting.
Well, I'll tell you the worst Christmas gift that I've probably given. I just could not get over what this was. Someone in my family that I didn't really know what to buy for them linked me an Amazon link of a candle that they really liked. So I was like, okay, cool. I didn't like click on it immediately. I just kind of let it sit like, okay, I'll check that out when I get a chance or whatever. So like a day or two went by and I'm like, oh, I should probably buy this candle so it'll be here on Christmas. Click on the link. It is a $105 candle.
What did it smell like?
$105 candle.
That better have smelled like Gwyneth Paltrow's uterus for $105.
The fuck buys candles that cost that much? I just want to know.
And what
Gwyneth Paltrow's candles
and I can't even answer, like, I can't say that question because I bought it because I didn't know what else to get them.
Really? I probably would have just told them to go fuck themselves.
Oh. But, like, I didn't have anything else, and I was like, well...
Would have bought them a regular fucking candle, and they would have not known the difference.
I just don't understand why anyone would buy that, but I bought it, so...
Was it like a Gucci candle or something?
I don't
even know.
Some
weird brand?
I don't know. I felt depressed, and I've told
Off-white
everyone...
candle?
I've told everyone in my family, like, yeah, I bought a $105 candle. Like, just the fact that it's a fucking candle... Dude,
right.
you're light it on fire, and it goes away.
Yeah, literally.
Light
you're just getting rid
bill
of
on
it.
Fire.
That's fucking stupid. I never paid more than like $25 for a candle. And like that thing, they last
yeah.
me forever.
I feel like $20 or $25 is a like really reasonable number.
Reasonable candle cost.
Yeah, that's like, and even still... If you're spending like $25 on a candle, that's well, like a quality candle.
How big was you the know? Candle? How big was the candle?
Dude, like a regular fucking candle. It was
okay.
like nothing special. It was like a...
Like thin
like,
or like
not
fat?
Like a... It was like a kind of a fat, like maybe 8 inches tall candle.
That is not... I was going to say, because I've
you
seen
know,
ones
just
that
like
are
a
like...
basic big candle, you know?
Yeah, I've seen ones that are
crazy.
Like...
Well, it was just like a 5-gallon bucket full
yeah,
of wax.
I've seen, some that, are like, I've that seen some that are like that. They're like 8 wicks, and they're literally meant to burn for like a whole year.
Oh, yeah.
And you buy
see,
like
that
one
would be
a
worth
year.
It. I would have totally been fine with $100 for that.
Yeah, it's fucking
ass.
Stupid. All right,
yeah,
we
I just could not get over that.
What about 105 candles for a dollar?
I'd be pretty... Good.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
It'd probably smell like shit, but
yeah.
It's just a horse turd with a wick
just like
in
dirt
it.
Dirt and grass instead of like a like a cup. A wick in it.
Red Dixie cup, not even like a full on glass.
Like a solo cup.
Yeah.
Just like a plastic cup.
Yeah, sorry, solo cup. I don't know what a Dixie cup is. I don't know why I said Dixie that. Is Dixie plastic?
Those are like those little tiny paper cups you get at like the
are
dentist.
They?
Oh, yeah, you can always taste the cup when you drink that.
Cup has flavor.
Yep.
Dude, what was your worst gift?
That's funny you said that.
I bought Nickelback's Greatest Hits for a relative one time. That's pretty bad.
Ew. Why?
Was it just a blank CD?
That's just static noise. There's nothing. Nickelback fans, so I was like, this will be good. I just feel bad for feeling that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't know that I've ever received like a really horrible gift. I mean,
I don't know that I've ever known somebody that's a diehard Nickelback fan. Like, that's always kind of a band you just listen to on the radio and you're like, oh yeah, I know this song. And everybody's actually like obsessed with them.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody liking Nickelback enough to be like, I'm gonna get like a big Nickelback flag.
Speak for yourself.
Taking down his Nickelback flag as we speak.
You do not speak of Chad that way.
I think
the worst gift that I've ever gotten was a lunchbox.
That's not bad. Smitty got me a Minions.
What kind of lunchbox?
Just like a shitty lunchbox. I was just like, okay. Oh, and like I don't even think I was in school.
Like a
what do I
it was like 2 years ago.
You can pack your lunch at your desk while you're recording.
Oh yeah, let me take my lunchbox to my room to work.
A little ice pack in there.
Like
so
14
don't
steps
get warm.
Away from the kitchen.
Yeah, that's pretty dog shit. I felt really bad 1 year. My friend who like he doesn't make very much money, so this just made it even fucking worse. He said we were gonna do gifts, but we've always done like meme-y stupid gifts, and he got me this super fucking nice sweater from the place he worked at the time, and it was probably like $140 sweater, which is like a lot of money for a sweater. And I thought we were still doing dumb shit, so I got him a little a picture with cats playing poker and a little tiny rubber Donald Trump, and when you squeeze him, poo comes out of his butt. And it was probably like $30 combined.
Did you buy that for me? I want the Trump one.
I got him that, and I opened the sweater first, and I was like, oh, I really hope he doesn't open this. And I did not feel great about that. So that was probably the worst gift I've given, is a framed photo of cats playing poker and a rubber Donald Trump.
Beautiful. I bought my roommate a Cape Cod t-shirt that just had a PNG of a bag of Cape Cod chips on it.
That's kind of nice.
But, dude, the funny thing about the shirt is that it was like way higher quality than you would ever have thought for a t-shirt about a bag of chips. That was a high-quality t-shirt. But they printed that thing on there with some meaning. That's printed on there like,
that's good.
Like it sticks out from the shirt a little bit, but it's not like the kind that sticks to you when you get sweaty. It's like the nice, like kind of soft kind. I don't know. It was way better than I thought it was going to be. Pretty shitty gift.
Yeah, it's pretty. It seems like you're just trying to justify your garbage gift. all right, do we have another topic?
Let's see.
I actually have one that I'm surprised we haven't talked about. I feel like Deuce, actually, I don't Penis know if girth. I know Deuce. What was your first guitar ever? I don't think we've talked about this, have we?
Mine was the Squire. Well, I guess I started on an acoustic, actually. Just like,
I feel like everyone starts on an acoustic, which I don't get. Because acoustic is genuinely harder to play than electric. Like, I feel it makes more sense to start on electric.
Acoustic, like, built my calluses a lot faster for sure. Yeah, so when I went over to electric, 100%. It felt like baby mode, you know? In terms of just, like, fingers hurting.
A butter stick, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mine was actually the exact same Squire as Dew's, but, like, the little kid version.
Nice. Pog. How many frets did that thing have?
I still think it had 21, but they were just tiny. Meant for like kids with little ass hands. Because the first time I got a guitar, I was probably like, God, I don't know. I was probably like 9. And I didn't even want to play guitar. My dad just bought it for me because he liked guitar. And I went to like 3 guitar practices and I was like, this is fucking stupid. And I never played it again, but I still have the little guitar. So I guess that was my first guitar, technically speaking.
Mine was this right here. It's called A Lion by Washburn. And it was like a guitar kit that I got from Walmart.
Oh, one of those. Yeah, like the first act kit. In the cardboard box.
Just basic strap body.
Yeah, it came with like a little amp and like picks and a strap. And
Yeah,
that thing was fucking terrible.
What was your soup?
Mine was an ESP LTD MH10.
That's like the lowest of the low.
Yeah, it's like a really, really low-end ESP, like LTD guitar.
Oh, yeah, I see. But, wow, that is $150 on Amazon.
But to be fair, it actually isn't that bad of a guitar.
I was going to say, that seems like that's definitely the best out of all of ours.
Yeah, like ESP, even their lowest-end stuff is really, really good, at least in my opinion. It just holds up well over time, I feel like.
Yeah.
So there you go, kids. You don't need expensive gear to get started,
unless you're
correct.
MH10. Those are pretty basic.
Or your dad is Jeff Bezos, and then you can probably get away with that.
Well, I can't really blame my parents for getting me that one because I mean, they're not going to go out and spend like a grand on a guitar.
Oh
when
yeah,
don't know how to
God
play
no.
it.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah.
No, there's no reason.
I just see people in the comments sometimes who are like, oh, well, I just don't have the money or, I can't get all the gear to start. Like, you can literally start on a first act. You just got to start playing.
You don't even need an amp. If you have, like, a PC, there are ways to plug a guitar into your PC and just emulate fucking amps.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's super. I feel like back in the day, that was, like, a good excuse of, like, music gear was expensive because back in the day, you, like, actually needed an amp and you needed all the gear in order to do anything. But, like, it's so much cheaper nowadays. And, like, brands like Squire, they're actually genuinely good now. Like, since online reviewing became a thing, they can't put shitty products out because they'll just get review bombed. Like, even cheap-ass Squires are pretty damn solid nowadays. So, like, if you just ignore the name on the headstock, there is so much good cheap gear. So
The only reason I would never suggest a Squire to somebody is because of the single-coil pickups and just how noisy they are.
They are noisy, but
for someone that doesn't know how to play.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you first have a guitar, you're hearing that, and you're hearing all that noise, and that it doesn't sound like what you want to sound like. Like, that was my problem, is when I first got a guitar and stuff, the sound that I was playing out of my guitar sounded absolutely nothing like the music that I wanted to be able to sound like. So when your first guitar, you plug it in, and it just goes, just constantly, it's gonna discourage you because you're like,
well,
this sounds fucking
terrible.
Most people
probably aren't starting with distortion either. Like, I didn't have a distortion pedal when I first started. I just went straight into my.
I had a Marshall practice
amp
that had
a knob on. I just turned all the way up.
Same. Yep, I just cranked that shit. But like, the thing is, you could also say that about shitty humbuckers. Is if you have shitty humbuckers, those things sound muddy as fuck with gain if they're really bad. Yeah. So it's just a matter of like learning on something, and then it's super satisfying when you build your way up to something you know that's actually a solid piece of gear. I don't know. I've never been one to always tell people to start on the best gear ever. I just think you should start on something.
Don't start on the worst
you enjoy.
Possible.
No, yeah. No, never the worst possible. Go to just something center, that you want to pick up.
I would recommend starting on an acoustic.
Nah, personally. Fuck that.
You don't think
there's
so?
Nothing wrong with starting on acoustic.
They're just
bro.
Too. The acoustics are just like. I mean, it's good to build dexterity, but like, I feel like starting on that is just, it's another thing for people to get discouraged about.
It depends what you want to play too, because if you can't play the music you want to play, then like, if you want to play Metallica and you want to learn Metallica songs, because there are a ton of Metallica songs that like beginners could learn realistically, but like, they won't be able to play that on an acoustic, so it'll discourage them from picking it up. So that's the only reason I wouldn't say go for an acoustic, but I would just say go for whatever genre you want to play. And whatever guitar you look at and go, I want to pick that up like 10 times a day and just do random shit on it, then like that's the right one. I don't think
just
there's like a set price.
I say from knowing what I know now about guitar, I wish I would have started on like a nylon string acoustic and learned like classical music. And gotten really, really good at like finger picking and then worked my way into like metal, because it would have been so much easier to transfer over from that, because it'd be like, wow, okay, I'm just chugging a fucking Eastern.
Well, yeah, once you learn classical, every genre is baby shit, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wish I would have started with, like, classical hard-ass finger-picking, like, trying to figure all that kind of stuff out first.
Dude, classical musicians
basically
are fucking
like
insane.
Movie Crossroads?
I haven't seen that, so I can't, yeah.
I haven't seen that movie.
Is that Eric Clapton?
You know the song from Crossroads, but you haven't seen it.
Yep.
Oh, is it a Steve Vai thing?
It is a Steve
Vai.
Well,
Steve Vai's in it, but it's not.
That's also an Eric Clapton thing. Crossroads. I think
it's the kid from fucking. Right. It's the kid from Karate Kid. What's his name?
A kid. He also does guitar. Karate Kid.
Yeah, he's a really talented dude.
Karate Guitar Kid.
Well, the kid from Karate Kid is in the movie Crossroads.
Doing karate on Omegle.
I took so much less cool. Just kicking the fuck out of a watermelon on Omegle.
Chopping a block in half with your hand on Omegle.
Doing katas on Omegle.
Oh, that is.
Did you guys ever do karate as a kid or anything like
that?
I did. I got my like yellow belt, which I think is just like one step above the white belt.
I think that is because I isn't the way they went off belts by like how nasty your belt got? Like, I'm pretty sure how it started was like yellow belt, like you're out of yellow belt when your belt is tinged from sweat and it goes like all the way up to like black. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's where it originated from what I've heard.
Oh, I don't know.
So I think yellow is
I was like a white belt when I went with my friend, and then my parents gave him like $20 so I could actually enroll in the class, and they're like, all right, yellow belt.
Just kicked one piece of wood.
$20, that's all it takes.
Said hi y'all once.
Serious karate.
Yeah, but we were like little kids, so it didn't matter. I remember having to do duck walks with like a piece of fucking bamboo behind my back. That sucked.
What's a duck walk?
Yeah, what?
Like I would have to like squat walk across the gym like a fucking sumo wrestler holding a piece of bamboo like behind my waist of my back with like my elbows.
What
skill is that teaching? Why would that be useful?
Strengthening your legs or something?
Yeah, you would be very sore. Every time I came into like the dojo, like before you walk through the door, you had to like clap your hands real loud and bow every time you walked in.
Oh yeah, we had to do that too.
Yeah.
That's kind of gay.
I just remember the duck walks because that fucking sucked. Because you had to do it all the way across the gym, all the way back, like 5 times, and you would just be dead.
Did you guys do any other sports growing up? I don't know if we've talked about this too much.
I played baseball for.
Did you?
Yeah, me too.
Were you like
good? I played baseball all the way up to high school.
Oh yeah, you talked about that, Soup. I think me and you have talked about our sports endeavors. I don't think I've ever heard anything about McNasty or Dew playing sports, so.
I was okay. I usually played like shortstop because I was a fast kid, so that's where they usually threw me. They made me play catcher a few times. I always hated playing catcher.
That shit was
all
scary,
that
man.
And having a dude swinging a giant piece of metal next to my head for a while.
Yeah.
Catcher was fun, though. I loved
it. It's fun as hell, but it can be scary. Like, I hit a catcher in the head with my bat once. It was his fault, but, like, I felt horrible. It was definitely going to be a ball, but I swung at it anyway because, I don't know, I was just, like, it's playing house league baseball, so I just didn't fucking care. You just swing at everything. And he, like, dove to get it, and I cranked him in the back of the head. And I felt so fucking bad. But, like, I don't know. After that, I was like, man, I do not want to get cranked in the head. I don't want to be catcher.
Nah.
I played football for a little bit. But
did you?
I quit after, like, the first year of tackle football because I just wanted to focus on baseball more. Yeah. So I didn't – I was like, fuck football. But I played center, and one time I fucking threw up all over the football. And the referee – yeah, the referee wiped it off with a towel. Like, didn't even run it underwater or anything. Just, like, the one football that the organization had, I puked all over, like, red and orange vomit.
Ew. And, why?
And my roommate, the guy that's my roommate now, had to go in after me and play center. So he's he had to, like, grab my orange sticky puke.
Ew. Yeah. Why'd you throw up? Were you just, like, overextending yourself? Or you're,
yeah, I think I was probably dehydrated or something. I don't know.
That is gross.
I used to cry when I struck out in baseball. I was a crier.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
I just feel like you were really bad at baseball. Like you would hold the bat
The only thing that I was good at in baseball was hitting. Like whenever I hit the ball, I went flying. But like everything else, I just wasn't good at. I remember watching like home movies with my grandparents one time, and they were those kind of grandparents that always had a fucking camcorder wherever they went. So they were just recording everything, and we were watching. They were like recording me at like playing baseball, and I was in the outfield, and it would just like it would kind of like skip from one part to another, and I was just kind of like standing there, just like looking around, not really paying attention. And then like it skips to the next scene or like the next time or whatever on the recording. And I'm just laying down in the outfield, like playing with butterflies and
just
shit.
Just crying in the outfield.
No. I was just completely like not even paying attention to the game. And I was just like fucking around. I was like chasing butterflies around and shit.
I did that in soccer.
Yeah.
Just like would pick dandelions and just fucking wait for something to happen. I hated playing soccer. I don't know why I played it for like 5 years. I fucking hated playing it. My parents would just be like, you got soccer again this year. I'm like, okay. I wanted to play football, but I was too scared that it would fuck me up for hockey. Because, like, there was a point in my life where I was genuinely considering, like, I definitely wouldn't have gone pro. Like, I would have never made it to the NHL or anything with hockey, but I definitely would have at least been able to play probably college hockey. So I was, like, at a point where I kind of had to decide if I wanted to do that or, like, just play it casually. So I wanted to play football, but I was so scared that I'd get like a concussion and just ruin my whole hockey potential. But I ended up quitting anyway because hockey people are fucking AIDS. It was just travel hockey, like AAA specifically. People? Yeah, like, dude, hockey players, the biggest egos. I've played almost every sport that's like relevant in North America. Not all like travel and stuff, but just at least played enough to know the kind of people that are interested in it. And like, hockey douches were so bad. They all had such big egos. All of them thought they were going to the fucking NHL. And they'd like they'd just throw slurs at everybody. Like just call everybody gay, but then they'd pee on each other in the fucking dressing room. Like, I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure you guys are the gay ones.
Hockey is fucking badass though.
It's like, fun as hell.
Name
I
one
love
other
it.
Sport. Where two dudes can just beat fight. The living fuck out of one another.
And then have a then beer just, after
just,
the game.
They just skate off and sit down and like, all right, ready for the next play.
Dude, every fight bleeding I've ever everywhere. Been in, after the game, I'd see the person in the hallway, and we'd just like chat after, just like walk out and be like, yeah, like that fucking hurt or whatever. Like it was always like, I don't know, that's the one thing I did like about hockey. There is a really, really good level of like sportsmanship between everyone. I think because like, I mean, it's probably not as dangerous as football, but it is, you know, it's definitely can be a scary sport. But like after the game and shit, somebody that you like threw hands with, you just would just chill with, like have no issues with that at all. Just, I don't know.
It was a really dangerous sport is golf.
I don't think so.
Birds are scary.
If you play in Florida, there's crocodiles on
there
the course.
There is crocodiles. Yeah.
Sometimes there's golf courses near like cliffs. So if you like, trip. Boom.
Trip and roll 40 feet beyond the fence.
Riveting commentary, McNasty.
Now bowling. Now that's a cool sport.
Okay, that's one of the sports I never played.
That's an old man sport. You do old man things. You're not old.
Yeah, it's like something somebody with arthritis does because they can't play baseball anymore.
I played basketball for a year and I was so shit.
Well, yeah, you're so like 3'5".
Yeah, I was even shorter then.
Yeah, I don't take you as the sporty type, even though you're very.
Oh, well,
fit.
I mean, I played baseball for like 8 years.
Yeah, I but I just see you as like I just couldn't imagine you as like somebody who's like going to college to play a sport.
Oh no.
The only thing I can imagine you like sport wise is being like a CrossFit runner.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Oh, yeah. I do fucking love running.
Like, I could see you being, like, a 400-meter sprinter or something like that. But as far as, like, football and stuff, nah, you're
just a little guy. Oh, no, I would get eaten alive in football.
Yeah.
Dude, you are the only person I know that, like, loves running.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know if that makes me, like, a psychopath or something, but running just is fun, dude. It's fun to just, like, run and zone out and, like, No stress.
I don't mind doing that with other things, but, like, I mean, lifting you have to pay attention to, but, like, running, I just, every ounce of my body does not like it. It's like, this is stupid, and we could do something it's else so that's more fun too. And efficient. Like, I've been, I told Dew, I've been, like, rowing. I got a rowing machine. I'm like, that is the only cardio I am ever fucking doing ever again. It's so much more fun than running in a straight line for half an hour and then running back the other direction for another half an hour.
Well, well, what you're doing is pulling a string for an hour. I don't know if it's so much better than running in a straight line in terms of, like, entertainment.
You at least feel like you're, like, doing something. It's like, yeah, fucking, you know, full body workout on top of cardio. We're running, it's like, I don't know. If it doesn't make me sore the next day, I feel like I wasn't productive enough with it when it comes to working out.
Or, like, yeah, cardio. Yeah, you can definitely, yeah, I feel that. Well, cardio hasn't made me sore in a long-ass time just because I do so much.
No, but just, like, rowing, my back was, like, you know, back muscles were feeling it. It's like, that's some good shit. Running, I just, I'm out of breath now, but I don't feel like I got to work out kind of thing. I don't know.
Fair enough. Rowing looks cool. I've never tried it. I see him at the gym all the time, but.
Yeah, I was always too scared to try. I don't know why. I always, like, get freaked out to try something new at the gym because I see some shredded guy doing it, and I'm like, he's going to punch me in the face if I do this wrong. But yeah, then you realize at the gym, nobody gives a fuck, and everyone's just worried about themselves.
There is sometimes there's that one dude that just, he thinks he's the shit, and he thinks he's, like, the rock, and he just watches everything you do, and he's like, I could lift heavier than you, and, you know, he's just thinking.
Really? I've never had that. I've had the opposite, where a guy walked around like that, but he just helps people all day. He's literally there. Like, there was days before the pandemic, I'd go to the gym at, like, in the morning and then at the night, and he'd be there the whole time, and he would just walk around, do a set, and then help somebody. And, like, not in a pretentious way of, like, bro, you're doing this wrong. He'd be like, hey, man, like, you might throw your back out doing it that way. Just try to, like, straighten this. He'd be like, if you need any help, just, like, let me know. He doesn't work there. He just walks around and helps people, and he was fucking jacked. What?
Yeah, see, that's a cool guy. The guys with the massive, like, lifting egos are the ones I'm talking about that just kind of walk around with, like, they always have their chest puffed out. Yeah. Like, they just look mad. I'm like, what you mad about, bro? I'm just
you're just lifting doing some shit lateral up, bro, raises, relax. Dog. Like, what?
This ain't that serious. Calm down.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like that's just with any sports, though. Soup, did you get ego baseball players?
Oh, yeah. There's people like that in every sport.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking of. Just anytime somebody's better than the average person at something, I feel like it just can inflate your ego if you're not careful. All right, do we have another topic or are we done, Master McNasty?
It's been 1 hour.
Master McNasty. Is he even here? Have you been sleeping?
Yeah, I'm just fucking zoned out right now.
You're just on planet 12.
That's
over
really
there.
Good to be that way during a podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad. We're the only sort of content is talking, and you're just not doing that.
Yep.
All right, I think it's time.
Yeah, you leave
time
that to in.
I think it's about time. Yeah.
All right, God. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to leave a like. Comment some shit for us to talk about. Subscribe. Yep. Go download it on Spotify. And hope you had a good Christmas. See y'all around.
Or other holiday.
Or Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
Nah, only Christmas.
Israel Day.
Hope you had a happy Israel holidays. Day. That's the way to do it.
Why don't you go to bed, you stupid
Don't just name every holiday. Hope you had this, a good one of this and that.
Well, I'm glad now you have something to say. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, McNasty, you're so festive. Name every holiday. Go ahead.
Name their best song.
Town.
All right, goodbye. I'm ending my recording. Goodbye.